This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with me, Melissa Idris, Tan Chung Han and Julian Ng. There's news in from the UK that the London Stock Exchange London Stock Exchange is planning to merge with its German rival Deutsche Börse. Now, this is a $31 billion merger, but it could be on the verge of collapse because of competition concerns. Now, the LSE has been discussing a merger of equals with this German exchange for many years now, but they're worried the deal will not be approved by the European Commission because the regulators have asked London Stock Exchange to sell about 60% of its trading platform, MTS. Now, LSE is coming back to say, well, this is an unreasonable request. It's disproportionate. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Disproportionate.
Not same-same.
What was the word that you asked? Disproportionate?
No, the one earlier.
Bifurcate. It's not related, guys. Bifurcate is two sides. No, this one is not same-same.
No, this one is too many syllables to pronounce too early in the morning.
But this person who's in charge of the EU Competition Commission, Margrethe Vestager, she has taken an extremely tough stance against global giants because she blocked already one merger, CK Hutchison's, which is Li Ka-shing's company, bid for O2 in the UK, and she imposed a 13 billion euro bill for back taxes on Apple as well. I mean, imagine Apple, finding Apple for 13 billion bucks for apparently paying too little taxes in Ireland. And this is something that even Ireland does not want Apple to pay because Ireland wants to retain their haven as a tax status. So this is the kind of person that the LSE and Deutsche are dealing with right now with the EU Commission. But of course, I think Brexit will also have a part to play in LSE's commitment as to how much they want to fulfill EU's requirements.
No, like while you have got this block by the regulators, right? But I wonder if at the same time, shareholders, I mean, I don't know, what do you think, Julian? Do shareholders even want the Deutsche Börse and the LSE to merge? Because, you know, you go back to the idea of, you know, having something localized for those investors that they want, you know, in particular. Companies that are listed in Frankfurt may not be listed in London and vice versa. So do shareholders actually want that merger?
I think they do. I think it's their version of mega stock exchange. I mean, think of that mega bank that we were trying to push through some time back, right? This is a mega stock exchange. And London and Germany are international financial centers. So it would become a very formidable force as far as exchanges are concerned. And really, they have their eyes trained on the United States because the markets there are huge, right? Mm-hmm. And since Donald Trump relaxed a lot of Dodd-Frank rules, this will allow the banks over in the U.S. to become even bigger, to be a lot more unfettered in their activity, and therefore provide a challenge to exchanges such as London, which has been a very, very old exchange, which has been around for centuries.
And then you would think that, you know, if this merger had gone through, perhaps they might go knocking on Aramco's door, but hey, we're big enough now, we're a big boy
now. Yeah, it's positioning, positioning and perhaps giving those big exchanges in the US a run for their money when it comes to these listings. I know lots of the commentators have said London and Frankfurt, you know, are probably stronger together. So even with the looming Brexit, perhaps they might not be strong enough to go at it alone. But closer to home, we've also had news that Singapore is considering reinstating that midday intermission at the stock exchange, right? So SGX, if you remember, before 2011, had the break, the lunch break, the 12:30 to 2 p.m. lunch break, and then they scrapped it trying to boost trading.
Yeah, traders are a very special breed of people. They have evolved in such a way where they don't really need to have lunch.
Wow.
You know,
because I'm such a hangry person.
You know, the FX market, it's 24 hours. And, you know, this kind of market that the Singapore authorities are trying to reinstate lunch, it's, I guess, something new for this breed of species that don't have lunch.
No, I mean, the idea is to boost trading, but now I think perhaps, you know, they may look to reverse this midday intermission. We have a midday intermission in Malaysia because I think many Malaysians cannot do without our chap fan or nasi campur.
There'll be protests in the street, you know, if we took away our lunch break.
That is true. Yeah. That is true.
I was just kidding about that new breed of species. Don't quote me on that. There is
you get angry traders calling you up during their lunch break.
But SGX is quite kiasu to have implemented this law in the first place.
Keep digging, Julian. Keep digging.
Why would you disallow people from having lunch? Just for the sake of higher volumes.
More money, better lunch. So better dinner. So skip lunch, make more money, and then have better dinner. Yeah, there you go.
Now, when it comes to these exchanges, it's not just movement that we're seeing in Europe, in Singapore, Hong Kong as well, right? But also in India, earlier this year, back in the second week of January, you've got Prime Minister Narendra Modi, inaugurating this international exchange, in Gujarat State's new finance zone. So essentially, they too want a piece of that pie, So they're saying they have got Singapore and Hong Kong in their sights. So, plenty of movements in the equity space there.
Well, let's take a quick look at YouTube, because YouTube viewers worldwide are now watching more than 1 billion hours of videos a day. And this is threatened to eclipse US television viewership, because since 2012, YouTube has increased its figures by tenfold. And that's far exceeding expectations and numbers that were previously reported.
There are 1 billion hours of footage on YouTube today. It would take your entire lifetime and many more lifetimes to finish watching that. But YouTube is able to have that kind of mind share because they know what you want. They can read your mind based on your surfing history. And they have got this 93% stranglehold on the search market, and they run an Android, which is owned by Google, runs 88%, almost 90% of the mobile phones worldwide. It comes as not a surprise that YouTube is such a phenomenon.
And then when, I guess, the lunch break being taken away from those Singapore traders, I guess you had spend their time at the desk.
Watching cat videos.
Yeah, watching cat videos on YouTube. Yeah. I also wonder, how much of that, that content or those viewing hours is contributed by Psy. Do you remember, that was the first, Gangnam Style? That was the first video that hit the 1 billion mark.
Is he still relevant? What about the Apple Pen thing?
What was that all about?
Yeah. Anyway, I wish I wrote that.
By way of update, that Gangnam Style video now has almost 2.8 billion views.
That's ridiculous.
One video alone. So, that's ridiculous. Hey, YouTube better be paying Psy.
That's the population of many countries added together.
Time's over, right? Yeah. But we don't know yet whether YouTube is, in fact, making money, right? Because Google doesn't declare YouTube's earnings. So at this point in time, is it safe? I mean, we still don't know whether YouTube's
Analysts feel that they are just breaking even in spite of the $4 billion US dollar revenue. They're just breaking even. I guess Google has a very long-term vision as to how they can turn a profit out of this. Anyway, I think these are very strategic acquisitions to Google so that they can control the market of what we consume in entertainment. But Facebook and Netflix are not far behind. Also providing a lot of entertainment to people. And Netflix, as well as Amazon, won some Oscars. Some movies, right?
Yeah, so Manchester by the Sea was... I didn't realize Manchester by the Sea had Amazon backing this project. So, of course, Casey Affleck won the Best Actor Prize. Also, Manchester by the Sea won the original screenplay and Best... And Amazon also backed The Salesman, which is the best foreign drama.
Oh, you had me at Manchester right there.
Football fan. Manchester has other things,
only the red part. Manchester is red. No, but then real quick, it's interesting that we're talking about Facebook, because at the same time, they are also challenging YouTube's dominance. You look at just 2017 alone, they have spoken about deals of how they want to show Mexican football matches live via Facebook.
Wow.
They are working on a deal with Major League Baseball to show one live game per week, so live streaming. So, Facebook...
Look how excited he gets to talking about live sport.
Well, that is certainly exciting for us, but not so on the media owners. Right. The likes locally, I can think of Astro and Media Prima, because this whole cutting the cord phenomenon is really turning our entertainment consumption on its head, and we will continue to look outwards for a lot more sources of entertainment.
Okay, it's coming up to the 9:30 news bulletin. After this, we take a look at London's financial status after Brexit. Stay tuned to The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.